dreamy.
It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives. Breathe.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
All right, welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. I'm sorry, everybody. I've taken off a couple of weeks. We've been moving houses. Finally found that house of my dreams that we've been talking about, I've been talking about for so many years. So it's been quite the rambunctious month. There's been a lot going on. Along with that, I have a beautiful studio space that I am getting built in, and it requires making a lot of decisions. What kind of equipment, what kind of streaming, what kind of interaction are we going to be having? So all of this has been kind of going on in the background, and that's where I've been. Couple this with, hello, Me School is enrolling for the year. So I've been on the phone with literally tons and tons of people talking about Me School, seeing if they're a good fit. It's been a lot happening. So today, our topic is perfectly imperfect. And I wanted to show you what it's like to risk being a hot mess in front of the world. Also to show you what it's like to move forward with something, even if you're not sure if it's perfect or if it's going to work out or if it's going to be any good at all. And that this is actually how things get built. Things don't come full formed, you know, from the sea, like Venus rising from the seashell, right? Like fully formed. There she is. Things get built. And we're so used to, you know, our big, you know, capitalist market structure, which says we only give them to you when they're perfect. Though we've all had computer, you know, updates that were far from perfect. They just got them out. But nonetheless, we've been sort of inducted into thinking that things have to be so perfect all the time before you roll them out. Or if they're not perfect, they're going to end up being, you know, a mess, a disaster. So this show right here, I'm showing you, I'm like literally showing you what it's like to transition into a new format, right? A new form, actually. This is evolving. It is still a podcast. It is still streaming to iTunes. And by the way, if you didn't know, there's an app now. There's two apps. I've got two apps, and they're on Android and they're on iTunes. So go check those out. They're free. But it's not only streaming that you can listen to as a podcast, but now you'll be able to watch it. You can watch it on Facebook Live, watch it on Facebook afterwards. And of course, you can also eventually get on over to YouTube and you can see it there. So, you know, everything in life evolves from a seed. Excuse me, but I close my eyes a lot when I get into the flow of things. So, yeah, I know it's funny. You're watching a live video of a woman with her eyes closed, but this is how I work. So everything starts with a seed, a concept, right? And you can't see that much further than just the desire. I want this. This is what I want. This is how it's going to feel. This is how it should look. Or maybe there's like an anti-desire that's pushing you. I don't like this. This isn't working anymore. I need something different. So a desire is pushing you, or an anti-desire is pushing you, but both of them are pushing you to create something new, to do something different. So in my case, the do something different was, I feel like 12 years in, it's time for another format change, right? I've been changing formats, every 1 to 3 years. And so many people have been saying, why aren't you on video? Well, because I don't like to see myself on video. Well, you know what, Summer, get over yourself. You're going to have to see yourself on video, or at least let other people see you on video. So then I began to think, how do I merge these? What do I do? Okay, and here is the second stage when you're creating something. It's kind of like the blank zone. It's the zone where all the pieces aren't quite there, or there's several potentialities. You don't really know how they're going to fit together. You've heard of them. You know, other people might be doing them. Other, you know, people might be trying them. But how is it going to work for you? And which is the best one? And this is actually the zone that I think is the most dangerous. It's the place where we often get stuck. Because we wait for this kind of perfect resolution, this perfect response to rise up and say, this is the one, oh, you know, the angels sing, this is the way to go. So I could get stuck right now. I'm toying is what I'm doing. I'm toying with these things. I'm toying with possibilities. I'm toying with the fact that right now, as I'm streaming this live on Facebook, I can put up comments. Yogi says, hi. Hi, Yogi. And so if I want to take calls and I want to take your questions, you can put your questions up there. In fact, let's try it, right? Let's move into that next. And instead of being live on air, you know, vocally, just put your question up there and I'll go ahead and answer it. So this is the place where people often get stuck. In the I need to know for sure that this is going to work zone, or I need to know this is going to pay off zone. And my experience with development is we rarely get that. If you're waiting for that, you're waiting for a drop in the bucket. You're waiting for a single raindrop in a whole sky of rain to hit you and say, perfect, number one. Far more common is to do what I'm doing. Try, test, see if it works, see if it doesn't. You don't go full out, you know, full born, full launch, full big. That's not how it happens. When I was, I've had a couple opportunities, as many of you guys know, to build things, build big things, big platforms in my life to reach people. When we first created Hay House Radio, it was a time when, of course, I wanted to prove myself. I was, you know, much younger, and I wanted to show the world, this will all be perfect from the get-go. We have no idea what we're doing, but we're going to make it amazing. And, you know, I began this process, utilize all my resources, talk to whoever I need to talk to, get a lot of information. But that point, that one moment that you wait for, and this is where it shifts from being a mental thing to an energetic thing. The mental thing says, wait till it's all right and everybody knows it and it's perfect and you won't be ashamed. The energetic thing is, it's time to test this sucker out, see how it goes, and hopefully people will be forgiving. And hopefully your supporters will be there for you. So we did that. You know, I researched all the different models at that point. Remember, there were no webinars going on. There were a couple of broadcast stations on the internet, but that was new. I mean, Skype was, I don't even know if they had Skype back then. The idea of doing telephone over the internet, I don't think that had even come to pass. So our very first webinar that we did was for Sylvia Brown, and some of you remember her. She was a psychic and intuitive medium. She had her TV show, and you know, some people, you loved her or you hated her, is basically how most people felt about her. But we put together this webinar for her, and it was our first time, and we didn't have a lot to go off of. And 5,000 people wanted to join. 5,000 people. We ended up crashing the phone lines in the entire building. All of Hay House's phone lines went down. Nobody could order books or reach customer service. The whole thing went down. And here we are, you know, of course, trying to look professional to Sylvia Brown because, you know, she thinks she's broadcasting to everyone. And she is, in fact. The broadcast went off perfectly. But she's like, well, how come there's no calls? Well, because 5,000 people are trying to call you right now and reach you. But we had to do it. You see, we had to just go with it. Find out, is this going to work? Is it not going to work? You know, how are these parts and pieces going to fit together? And what you realize, of course, is we realize something big from that, which is, whoa, phone lines, whole other area, get those all ironed out, perfect. And we did that successively. You know, so the thing that you stare at, whether it's my website or someone else's website, and I know I'm focusing on projects like businesses, I look at everything in your life as a project. You know, finding and meeting your right, you know, perfect partner as a project, losing weight as a project, they're all considered projects. You don't have all of the answers in the beginning. You have to willingly risk being imperfect. You have to keep stepping up and showing flow. This is how I am engaging with you. This is the energy that's coming out of me. This is the determination. This is what is, you know, inside me that has to just keep happening. Do you understand? It's almost like I'm trying to communicate an intensity of desire, an intensity of drive, an intensity of being. And it's that overriding intensity that cancels out, frankly, all of the imperfections. It cancels out the insecurities. It cancels out the warts and this isn't done right and, you know, the fear and all of it. I didn't even know if you guys would hear me, frankly. I was on my iPhone, you know, talking with my tech friend until 4:01, and then suddenly the mic worked and I went boop and hung up on him. Said, I got to be live. People are waiting. But the intensity is what is carrying me and will continue to carry me. So you can probably feel this, and this is what I want you to feel. All this talk about co-creation and manifesting and how you got to think right, it has nothing to do with thinking. I mean, yes, you want to get rid of your lack thoughts, but you also want to create this intensity of being inside you. My intensity of being is coming from my emotional, energetic self. And what it's saying is there's a transition. Something is going on. The podcast is moving into video or it's moving into Facebook. There are these other avenues, like little tiny rivers, little tiny streams. I wonder which one is going to be the most interesting. I wonder which one is going to be the most fun. I wonder if I can get myself used to these different formats instead of being like an old dog who just wants to do the same trick. I wonder if I can do these things. I wonder if I'll want to do these things. This is a desire in me. I want to find these things out. I want to find out what is the way that will get my message out to the world. Where does it need to go? Because a long time ago, I decided with this work that I'm doing, I always have to step back and listen to it. I have to step back and listen. How does it want to get out there? How am I getting in the way of that? How am I standing in front of it because of my own fears or insecurities or I don't know how to's or I'm not technically savvy enough or I can't figure it out or there are too many options or it's not perfect enough? How am I standing in the way? I made that commitment to myself to figure that out. So me not standing in my way means this totally arbitrary live broadcast while I'm simultaneously recording this to distribute out there to tens of thousands of people and whoever else ends up actually going and watching in these other platforms. Right? This is me completely stepping out of my way and saying, just do it. I mean, when else are you going to do it? Because I noticed something, and maybe this is something you will notice too. I noticed that for the last few weeks, I've been saying, I'm going to get it live and we're going to have calls and we're going to do this and that. And yes, I've been working toward it. But every time it's happened to like schedule it, you know, my new goal was Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern. Now, normally the show used to air Tuesdays live at 1 p.m., but I'm going to make it 3 p.m. because I know it's going to be better on the East Coast. You can be all driving home and everything. So let's move it to 3 p.m. So that was the time. So every Tuesday here for the last few weeks has drifted by, and I haven't been ready, right? Haven't done it. Haven't been ready. I've got this or I've got that. Today it clicked. Why are you waiting for Tuesday? I mean, why? Why are you waiting for Tuesday? Well, I don't want to get people confused. I don't want them to, you know, hear it at one time and like, mm-mm. Sounds to me, Summer, like you are standing in front of yourself and you're standing in your own way. Why not just, you're monkeying around with it. That's what I've been doing all day today. It's a Saturday afternoon in the middle of October. I've been monkeying around with this all afternoon. Why not just set a time and go live and see if this comes together? If it does, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And now I know it is. This means next Tuesday, I can jump on at 3 o'clock. Or if not, I'll jump on Wednesday at 3 o'clock or Thursday at 3 o'clock. The desire is to continue allowing information out, continue talking, reaching, teaching. The desire is to let myself unfold into whatever new look I become. New being, new method, new whatever, right? Isn't this what a lot of us are feeling? We want to evolve into whatever that next stage is, that next phase is. And we've been sitting back waiting to figure it out. Look, please take some inspiration from me right now. This is not probably, you know, even this wall is going to change. I don't have a nice, beautiful studio background yet. I've got my big hot lights and I've got my boards all out here, but it needs to look prettier. I mean, at least for me, it does. I like that. It will change. It will evolve. It will move there as long as my desire keeps with the same strength of signal going out. So be imperfect. Take risks. Take chances. I mean, that's one of the things I talk to my me school students and frankly, everybody I'm talking to on the phone right now. And you can call me. You actually can set up a time and talk to me tomorrow if you want. I just opened up some more spots on Sunday. But one of the conversations I have with a lot of people as we're talking about, what do you want? What are you becoming? Where are you holding back? How long have you been holding back for? Why are you still holding back? I mean, what is it? And a lot of times what comes up is, I'm not quite sure yet. I'm not quite perfect yet. I'm not this yet. I'm not that yet. Well, I'm not either. I'm not either. I've just gotten myself acclimated, accustomed to taking chances and trying things. And I call it taking a healthy risk. And so many of us have damage to heal from taking what we look back on as unhealthy risks, risks that didn't work out, risks that resulted in failure. Well, take a healthy risk. Learn what that feels like. Believe me, a healthy risk gives you the same butterflies in your stomach. Before I got in here with you, I was thinking I didn't do my hair well enough, and what if it doesn't work, and what if no one hears me, on and on and on. It's a healthy risk because ultimately I know inside the energy that I'm feeling inside, I'm getting over myself. Bravo, good girl. I am helping with my bigger vision, which is continuing to share flow dreaming with the world, continuing to find new inroads, new methods, right? Staying abreast. All of these things, you know, are part of this deeper desire. So ask yourself, what is your deeper desire? Where did you get stuck or get, you know, snagged along the way? Where is the energy being held up by a, I have to figure out, or this is, I don't know which one, or, you know, like I say to all these people I've been talking to on the phone, even today before I did this, I was talking to people on the phone. What do you want? Why are you not getting there? What's the holdup inside of you? Where's the pattern that got you stuck? Is this the same pattern that gets you stuck all the time? Does it have to do with being perfect or not being perfect? Yeah, a lot of times it does. Or I'm afraid to fail again. I failed before. I failed and failed and failed. I give up. If you give up, you give up. Then you can't be upset if you're depressed because you've said goodbye. I'm done to the rest of the delight and desire and fanciness of your life. I know I can't get up. You guys, you understand. You know I went through breast cancer, right? Just yesterday, I actually had a follow-up ultrasound. You know, one more time, I keep going in. What's this pain? What's that pain? Does this mean anything? When I walked out of the hospital yesterday morning, again with a whew, clean result, inside me, the feeling was, okay, Summer, you've just been given another year. You've just been given another 5 years. You've just been given another 10 years. How could I possibly let any past failures stand in the way of that gift? I would be not living up to myself in any way if I said all the things that didn't work will prevent you from going and exposing yourself and showing yourself and being vulnerable and sharing what you know. I wouldn't be living that extra gift of a year. So for me, it's really personal because, you know, I'm having it, you know, put in my face all the time. Most of us aren't, you know, until 2 years ago, I wasn't either. I just kind of moseyed along. I got all the time in the world. No. Give yourself the gift now. Be imperfect. Do your thing. Allow the guidance of your energy, of your flow, of your desire. Stop the chatter in your head that says other people are better and you're not there yet and you're not ready yet. Stop the chatter. I would never have hosted a webinar for Sylvia Brown, never even have made the radio station, never have gone off and built Flow Dreaming into its own big company. Never have done any of those things if I had stopped any point along the way and said, you don't know what the hell you're doing. In reality, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I still don't know what the hell I'm doing. But I know what's guiding me, and I trust myself. I'll make wise choices. Right information will come to me. Flow will gift me and offer me what I need. And that's where I choose to stay. And that's what the universe hears from me. And that is what it continuously then offers me. You get it? That's the heart of manifesting. It's the heart of being in flow. You know, right now talking with you is a weird experience because normally when I'm podcasting, I've got my eyes closed and I'm completely off. And yet I'm noticing, oh, here I can see myself on the screen. Do I look at myself? Do I distract myself? You know what? I've got to get used to it. I can't afford to let this be the thing that, you know, disrupts me from my mission. I just have to get used to it. I have to do this with you over and over, and hopefully you'll be patient with me, and we can do it together, and we can realize these new avenues. Same is true for you. Be patient with yourself. Keep doing whatever it is you need to do. Keep getting through whatever that thing is, but keep moving. Don't stop behind it. Not for imperfection, not for failure, not for fear, not for any of it. Okay, so normally what I do in the podcast is we go to a break and then I come back and we do some flow dreaming together. So in this case, because I'm multitasking trying to figure this out, I can't wait till I get a studio guy who can just do this all for me. But right now I'm just playing. Right now what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you, do you have any questions about what I've said? If you do, and you're listening on Facebook Live, you can send me a note, a comment. There should be, see, I didn't even look to see how you do it. I'm assuming you know Facebook and there's a comment button, right? Ask me a question. I'll put it up on screen and I will see what I can do for you. Right now, check this out. We've got, hi, Katie, telling me I look good. Thank you very much. This is all my new real hair. Woohoo. Cindy, so lovely to see you too. I'm sure you look fabulous, but I can't see you. But I do see your puppy dog, though. It looks very cute. Who else is here? Mayela saying you love Sylvia Brown. See, this is really cool technology. Greg, you're agreeing with me with something I said, apparently, back then. And Julie, my dear, how are you? I'm glad you can hear me now. You sent me into a slight panic there in the beginning that you couldn't. Okay, so anybody have a question? Anything that I've said? Anything going on that's triggering you that you are holding back from because you are unsure, because it might belly flop and fail all over the place, that it's not quite right? Again, you guys, look at this. This is not going to be my ultimate studio. In fact, we're going to look back on this episode one day and say, wow, look at that. She really went up from there. Yes, indeed, I did. So let's see here. Kelly D, you guys have no questions. Really, you have no questions. I know you do. I know you do. I will wait. If I had Jeopardy music, I'd play it. See, normally in the podcast, I could just hit one of the buttons on my board and I could put in some sound effects and stuff, but you can't hear it on Facebook Live yet. Got to work on that too. Okay, afraid of success. Kelly D, let's put you up. Thank you, Kelly, first of all, for showing yourself and putting yourself out there, because I'm sure it's risky for you, just like it's risky for me. Afraid of success. So here I've been talking about afraid of failure. Afraid of success. I want everyone listening right now. Can you feel the difference inside yourself? Afraid of failure. What is that like? You've already known failure. You've known it many times. All of us have known it many times. Each time you fail, you have a choice. Try again or stop. Try again or stop. Now, in flow philosophy, you are also looking at it from the perspective of what kind of resistance is involved in this failure. Is it a resistance from flow that says, no, that's not the easiest way? No, that's not really the best path for you. Or is it a different kind of resistance? Is it, ooh, I just felt failure. I'm scared. I can't handle this. I better stop and hide behind it. Sometimes your resistance is just telling you, not the best way. Try something else. You know, and that's why I always say flow will shut doors for you. It will close doors, and I want it to. Weird thing to say, but I do. I want it to. I don't want to waste my time in areas that are no payoff, no, you know, love coming back, no, you know, ability to express, anything that's not going to give me my desire, not going to fill me up and light me up. Please shut that door. I've wasted too much time already, you know, spinning my wheels in those areas. Please shut the door and shut it quickly for me. Allow me to move back into something else. Now, what about feeling success? Oh, boy. So a whole spectrum of ideas and feelings open up. When I'm afraid of success, all these thoughts come up. Ask yourself right now, what comes up? I'll have to work really hard. What if I can't sustain it? What if my friends and family know? Who feels that? What if I get really successful and my friends and family discover that? I actually know people like that. They're very, very successful. They pretend they're not. They drive average cars. They live in slightly nicer than normal houses. But they think, oh, my friends will ask me for money. My family will think I'm too good for them. I have to pretend. My life has to be pretend so that I won't be rejected by the people who love me. Right? These are all very legitimate fears, but you have to look at them all and understand which ones you're holding, because those are the actual fears. Those are the energies. That is what you're telling Flo. And Flo is saying this person wants success, but they think it comes with these bad, payments, essentially. They want success, but here are the bad payments they're going to have to get also. It's like you're expecting if somebody gives me $1 million, I'm going to have to kill someone. What? You know, you want success, but wow, that's quite a price. That's a really bad price. Now, your price isn't quite as terrible as that. And that was just a weird thing to even say, but that was an extreme example of it. Your prices are smaller. Family hates you. You'll lose it. You won't be able to sustain it. Here's one that a lot of successful people have. I'll have to work night and day. My life will be a nightmare and so stressful. Really, if you really believe any of these things, you really believe them, you will not become a success because the price is too high. It's not worth it. If I really felt that my family and friends would reject me, if I became successful, there is no way in hell that I would become successful. I would make sure that I did tons of sabotaging things to keep me on the treadmill of almost there, but not quite. So these are some things to think about when you're asking yourself, where is that fear coming from? Thank you for your question. Okay, let's see. Who else? I'm looking at this. How do I combine flow dreaming and art? These are all over the board. Well, you know what? This is smorgasbord. This is like banquet hour. So questions all over the board. At some point, I should be paying attention to how long I've been talking too, right? To make this a typical length podcast. Let's go with the question from Perry. How can I combine flow dreaming and art? I'm a painter and a drawer. How do you not combine flow dreaming and art? That's my question. You know, being in a state of flow is really being in a state where you are bridging physical and non-physical. And when you are in a creative space, you're often doing the same thing. Think of any time, any moment when you've been so engaged in an activity that time just disappeared. Like, for instance, right now, I just perfect example of it. I had no idea. I've been talking for 37 minutes. Where did it go? I don't know. Half the time, my eyes have been closed. I'm halfway here. I'm halfway someplace else. I'm engaged in both physical and non-physical, and I'm allowing this kind of flow output, you know, a flow to come through me, a flow of information, a flow of connection to you. Half the time what I'm doing when I'm talking is I'm not just expressing these ideas and these understandings, but I'm connecting. Who's listening? What do they need? How does it feel? And that's what I end up doing. So as you go into flow in your art or in your painting, just pretend for a minute. You know, the next time you're very deep in and you've been painting for an hour and you've lost all track of time, notice what is your feeling state? What are you feeling? Maybe what you're feeling is this perfect expression. Maybe you're feeling the sense of satisfaction inside you. Maybe you're feeling a sense of this looks good, oh, but not that. And you're really just like completely in the moment and fixing and nudging and correcting strokes and making them just right. Notice the feeling that's pouring out of you and pouring into this physical thing. Your actual energy state is pouring into that physical thing you're making. Every feeling you're having about it. So when you're in the act of creation, you don't have to be a painter. You can be a jewelry designer. You can be a singer. I talked to a choreographer from London today. You know, what's it like when you are in the dance, when you are directing the dance? This is all your feeling. And you are imbuing it to that thing that you're creating. When you're done with the creation, how is your feeling state about it afterwards? Are you judgy and critical? Do you crush it down again and say, not good enough? Or do you say, this is perfect and gorgeous expression. This needs to go out into the world. This is all contributing to your art. My mom is a painter. She does something called Art Mojos. And her name's Venus Andrek, by the way. You can check them out. Her paintings are filled with color, but they're actually filled with energy. They're filled with emotion. The point is, you put one up and you look at it and you get that feeling extracted out of it. You ever seen art that feels kind of icky? And you're like, ugh, I look at it, it just feels, ugh, like the inside of someone's, you know, rectum. Yeah, I'm still the same, even on camera. So yeah, that kind of art. What are you feeling? They have been giving that art all of their struggle. They've been pouring out their mental struggle, their drama, their heartache, their fear. They've been using it as a kind of catharsis, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, art as a therapy is incredibly releasing and healing. But after you do that catharsis of those feelings and those fears and that ickiness, maybe you don't want to share it. I wouldn't want to share that from me. I would want to bury it in the backyard and say, thank you, love you, bye. So there's a little insight on art for you. Let's see, what else do we have? Let's answer one more, and then we will go to a break, and we'll come back, and we'll do some live flow dreaming together. We will flow dream together to be perfectly imperfect, to let ourselves have a break, and yet also tell ourselves, keep going, keep moving, keep nudging together all of the elements, and let's see what comes from it. Because that part of you is strong and fluid and continuous. And all the other fears of how will it work or will it work, et cetera, superfluous, right? They will always be there. They always hang around the edges. But really successful people understand they hang around the edges and they work past them. They just, work is the wrong word. They glide past them. Okay, let's see. Are there any other questions that I see? Perry, you're so welcome. Katie, you're an artist. So one thing I'll have to get better at is being able to read and record. So for those of you listening to the podcast, when I'm stumbling around, I'm reading the screen. But again, I'll improve. I'll get used to it and it'll become old hat. Same for you and whatever you're emerging into. Okay. Let's finish up with Fengkong Lafifi. Fengkong, it's nice to see you again. I think you were a student of mine. When you're feeling down, it's hard to flow dream. What flow dream works to put you in a positive mind? So the very heart of flow dreaming is always, how do I change my feeling state? How do I change myself so that I go from a feeling I don't want, because I don't want to end up creating more of that. And as long as I'm feeling this low, depressed, it's not going to work, life isn't working, life doesn't love me, I'm not being helped, I'll never reach, blah, 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 lack thought, you know, just streaming across the bottom here, lack, like ticker tape, you know, the old stock market screens, remember that? Well, I guess they still do it, the lower thirds on TV, right, as you get all these lack thoughts. The first part is just recognition, having a lot of lack thoughts. Why am I feeling not supported? Okay, in some sense, I'm not supported, or I was rejected, or it didn't work out, or whatever it is, just notice what that feeling is. Is that something you want to continue to feel? Or are you ready to open up to something else? Perhaps what you'd like to feel instead is, I'm supported. I'm abundant. I'm loved. I receive the right people at the right time, the right choices at the right time. Go ahead, put anything in there you want. Remember, this is a basic tenet of flow dreaming and of Me School. Stop waiting for the external world, the exterior world, to give you the feelings that you want to have inside. As long as you're waiting for the external world to give them to you, by validating you, by saying yes to you, by showing up the way you want it to, whatever it is, as long as you're doing that, you're making yourself dependent on something outside of you to feel a certain way inside of you. Call it a power leak. We do it multiple times a day. So you stop letting the thing outside of you determine your inner feeling. My inner feeling, even when I feel down or discouraged, what I do is great. Who I am is beautiful. I'm a wonderful mom. I'm a wonderful friend. I'm a wonderful daughter. I'm a wonderful teacher. I love myself. I care about myself. I want to give to myself everything I can give. I have love. I have worth. Right? And even as I say these things, you can kind of feel it. Right? I'm changing my energy state. I'm going from a place where I let the world or the day or however things went earlier tell me how I am and how I'm supposed to feel, to me now telling the world how I feel. I am reversing things, right? Cart before the horse. Now that I know how I'm feeling, the world has to shape up and match me. And you guys, it's so easy to tell when you're not in a good feeling place. You don't feel good. And the world starts to respond with all the other crummy things that it's going to follow up on because you're not feeling happy. You're not feeling good. You're feeling sad. You're feeling scared. You're feeling in lack. And you look at your life and it's like, yeah, and it just keeps showing me that. Exactly. This is telling you where you are, where you are, where your energy is, where your flow is. Stop it. Change. Come back and let the world realign to you. This alignment can happen in as quickly as 10 minutes. It can take a day, can take a couple of days if you have a lot of built up yucky stuff. But it happens. It switches. You know, it's like the magnetic poles. Everything switches. And once you switch, things will switch with you. Okay. Yes, I knew you were a student last year. Hi, Fin Kong. She responded. Okay, that's good. What we're going to do now is I have to take a little break. And what this is going to look like on the Facebook Live is probably not a break because I haven't even figured out how to mute my screen. So you're going to see me just for a moment as I go ahead into my recording studio. And I make a little indentation here in the recording because I say, hey, we're going to go to a break and I'll be right back after this. Stay with me for more flow dreaming. It's summer, and while we're on break, have you checked out Me School? In Me School, we travel together over a year through everything that you are. You get to discover what drives you, how you're made, and how powerful you actually are. We play with intuition and flow dreaming, and you get to see exactly how you're continually co-creating your future. Aren't you curious what you're doing? I ask you to bring two big goals to the table, and you reach them using tools you've probably never been exposed to before. If you're curious, go to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. Set up a call, and either I or one of my team will help you see exactly what you can do with your life. And if you choose to join Me School, well, then I look forward to spending this year with you live as we work together to create miracles. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. We're going to go ahead and go into flow together. If you've never seen me do this, I look like I'm meditating, but sometimes you might see my eyes ripple around a little bit. I do tend to do a little REM. Sometimes I lean to the left. It's just how the energies take me. Remember, your body is just as much involved in this as your heart, your feelings, all of you. So your body may want to contribute. Some people find themselves swaying, moving, especially if you're feeling the current of your forward motion. I say, go ahead, let yourself sway, let yourself move. And I take a deep breath and I release, letting all the tension out of my body, out of me. Releasing, relaxing, rolling your neck, rolling your jaw and shoulders. You don't need any tension. We're going to go into flow. We're going from being 100% physically occupied, physically focused, to opening a conduit or a channel, opening a stream to non-physical, to energy. We're using our imagination. We're using our daydream ability. The natural ability our minds already have to momentarily suspend us from physical and start participating out of space and out of time, such as when you're daydreaming and you're blank to both, somewhere else. You're in that place between the neurons of your brain when one fires off and it reaches the other neuron for that moment, a brief, brief moment. It goes outside of physical space into quantum space and then it reaches the other neuron. You're always in that other space. You're always in non-physical. It's just your perspective. It's like wearing a miner's headlight. Your perspective is physical, so you forget the light is illuminating what you're looking at, but there's all the rest of the darkness, which is everywhere. A beautiful blanket of light and sky. And this is you in flow. Look at you out here, staring up at this beautiful night, this beautiful heavens, blue-purple, filled with stars, filled with energy. This is you hooking in elsewhere, opening up to all of you. Imagine it into being. See yourself sitting down and looking up at these great, big, beautiful, velvety skies. It's like there are rhinestones and emeralds and diamonds, and you could just pluck them off the ceiling if you wanted to. This is your world. This is your flow. This is who you are. This is where you're going. This is what you are. This is everything that's coming together in your future. Look out. Can you see it? It's like there's energies of light forming. All kinds of things that you have created and put together in your past are coming together, and they're weaving together. The little bit of your future has already been formed, and you step into it, and then the next little bit has been formed, and you step into it, and there are probabilities as you go forward. What are you going to do later today, later tonight? Those are already fixed and put in. Go ahead. Keep looking at them. That's you. That's your future. That's your life. It's perfect. All the little things that happen are perfect. Your driving desire, your intention, your feeling, it's perfect. The way things shake together, some will work and some won't. Some will be perfect, finessed, terrific. And some will be rocky and jumbly and might even fall through. And that's perfect. Whatever is occurring is right and good. You made it. You created it. It's coming from the depths of your desire, the depths of your being. It's reflecting right off of you. It's reflecting right out of you, as if you were the brightest, shiniest thing in the universe, and everything was reflecting off of you. That's you. Going forward, that thing that's on your mind that you've been delaying, that you haven't figured out, that you didn't know how to do, that you were waiting for more information on, that you were holding back from, is it you? Is it in your desire? Is it in your realm, your scope of love and next step? Oh, then embrace it. Feel your way along. Flow is there with you. Your life is there with you. Feel your way into it. And there you go. Let yourself, give yourself permission. Take a healthy risk. Now take 10. Now live in the realm of healthy risks, ones that make you feel good, ones that make you say, well, I tried it, wanted to see what would happen. Wanted to see what doors it might open. Oh, look, there's one right there. Go run, take it, it's yours. Now hold that feeling as you feel yourself returning and coming back from flow. And your eyes open. And here you are. Whew, I sure get goofy. Gotta tell you, made me feel nervous showing you all me in flow. I know I've done it dozens of times on interviews, but this is me getting over myself, right? Demonstrating to you, this is what it looks like. If I survive it, you can survive it. So what are you gonna go do right now to be imperfectly perfect in your life? You're gonna call someone, tell them you love them? You gonna go try and bake that cake that fell down on you last time you made it? You're going to go start taking tennis lessons again, even though it's been 20 years? What are you going to do? What are you going to do to be perfectly imperfect? All right, and with that, we're going to wrap up our show, close things up. Thank you guys so much for being my guinea pigs for this wonderful hour. And if you are on my mailing list, I will be sending out a note saying when I will be scheduling these live broadcasts and doing my simultaneous taping. I am thinking it's going to be Tuesdays at 3 p.m., but the next time I do one, I may not be consistent for the first couple because, hey, that's how it goes. So get on my mailing list and I'll let you know and check Facebook. Be sure you're following me. On my, I think it's called the page, the Flow Dreaming page, not my personal name site. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's on both. I'll figure that out too. I know if you've messaged me or said something to me, I'll be able to send you some updates too. And I'll let you know when we get to do this all again. So love you guys. Thank you. Oh, look, there's a few more comments. Hi, Thomas. It's good to see you. I remember your name too. Jessica, another old student. Cindy, you're so welcome. Minyu, I don't recognize you. Have we met? I wish I could put everybody up, but I can't. Oh my gosh. Look, here we go. Rebecca, Brandy. Oh, anyway, love you guys. And I'll see you all next time for another episode of Flow Dreaming.
That's a wrap for today. But if you want to keep things going, then download my free Flow Dreaming apps. That's right, there's two of them. The first app allows you to listen to this podcast anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search and favorite episodes. The other app hooks you up with my manifesting store, which includes an oracle to help you see what direction you most are in need of right now and advice. You can also sample all kinds of flow dreams and put together a library of your own. So to find these apps, just search Flow Dreaming in iTunes or on your Google App Store.